The festival will show more than 200 films and host a meeting on how globalization has affected African cinema. The president of the Senegalese Film Association, Cheikh Ba, says globalization has hit artists hard in Africa.
Le cinéma africain vit une crise, la crise de l'Afrique. C'est des petits ajustements.
Ba says when governments cut funding for the arts to help reduce their debts, African cinema went through a crisis. He says it is almost impossible for filmmakers to survive without government subsidies. French film critic Jean Hua says African filmmakers have had to look for cheaper ways to make films. He says digital technology makes it possible even for someone in a remote village to make a film.
It's much easier and much cheaper to shoot movies. There are all these new digital, new technologies, don't need an expensive lab. So now camera is becoming like a pen, you know, and everybody can shoot a movie, do a movie like you write a letter, like you write a novel.
As more viewers have access to these low-budget films, African producers complain their films are being illegally copied. They say even shanty towns have illegal video clubs. While digital technology increases what is known as popular cinema in countries like Ghana, Nigeria, and Egypt, Hua says more films does not mean better films.
Of course, they are very low budget and they are not so interesting because they are aimed to be sold. Then you just go to the next one.
But Senegalese documentarian, 61-year-old Samba Felix Jai, says digital technology can help produce high-quality films on much-needed topics. Jai digitally shot his most recent film called Questions to My Native Land, which he entered into this year's first documentary competition at FESPACO. He says no matter how a film is made, African filmmakers still have a hard time finding people to show their films.
La lieu de diffusion privilégié aujourd'hui c'est la télévision. Alors qu'il y a des télévisions privées qui.
Jai says filmmakers should approach newly privatized television stations. He says even though there are no programs or channels reserved yet for cinema in Africa, television will play a bigger role in helping films reach more people. But Senegal's Film Association president Ba says television stations are not interested in films. He says filmmakers need to find another solution. Ba says one country alone cannot support its filmmakers, but many countries in a region can combine their audiences and resources to promote each other's films. He says this regional distribution network will help filmmakers reach a larger audience and cover their production costs. Film critic Hua says getting these films to an international audience is even harder. He says he sees about 5 films on Africa each year at international film festivals.
In such a continent which is so huge, you should have more films. But for that, you need some political will to put money. You need some cultural will to consider the cineasts as important people and as artists.
Burkina-Bay filmmaker Fanta Regina Nakra is a judge in this year's short film competition. Nakra says because it is so hard for filmmakers to show their work, FESPACO is important to keep African cinema alive. She says the audience will be pleased with this year's films. She adds the films are of international quality and can compete at any festival. The FESPACO Festival opens Saturday and will continue for 1 week. This 20th FESPACO Festival will have a special section on Malian cinema. 20 films are competing for the prestigious feature film prize worth about $20,000. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.